Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Yes, yeah, this is the Sunday night edition of the Psychic Doctor Show. We're very happy to have you with us. Blog talkers all around the world, always a pleasure. And we honor those of you that are staying up half the night in order to watch / listen to us. So thank you very much for that. Also, Facebookers, wow, we do love your participation too, where we are always live streaming. So any of the rest of you, you'd like to jump in and make a few new international friends, or you just want to come see us, that would be the place to do it.
Feels choppy.
Oh, no.
Talk a little slower when we're doing the reading.
Okay. Do you think we should re-log in before we have anyone here?
Oh. We have people.
Okay. Right. Then they probably heard you say that.
Yeah. It's a little, audio's a little choppy. They can hear it's a little choppy. No. They're listening, remember?
If
that would be every show.
Yeah. Anyway, I am using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the only tool that is used. Personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me. I do want to mention, though, that we use a lot of choice change as tools also. This isn't just your standard psychic card reading. This is a method where we are actually able to bring life coaching into the work, and also to enable you to navigate through choice to change your path to the future. So I'm going to now turn this over to Jimbo, who is going to give you some tips on how to have a great phone call.
A reminder that this show for informational and educational purposes only. Also, for folks that are international, let us know if you're a blog or caller or if you're a Facebook viewer. Let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs if we see you come forward and speak. And let yourself be recognized. Like we'll mention, I listened in. It's a little bit choppy on the audio, so we're going to just do what we can do. We'll try to talk it a little bit slower, especially while she's doing your reading. We'll try not to do any cross-talking back and forth talking. It really makes it worse, seems like. So we're just going to go with the flow. Let's go to the stuff, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll be able to listen to the show while you wait. If you don't hear a show, yep, call in. Because it went wrong, because you will hear the show. I did hear the show. Maybe a little bit of cut-out chop. A little bit here and there on our audio, but you will hear the show. Facebookers, we'll try to turn to you when we can. I promise you all the specifics when the exact times are. We're not taking a list. When we actually figure out the time to switch to you, we'll just make it be known. And we'll take the first audio or video messenger call, and that would be to Deborah Lee. That's the important part, Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Show. I won't go through. That's where we're broadcasting on. So you almost like calling somebody on the phone busy saying, I don't know what happens when you try to. Probably just says you can't.
It isn't an option.
It was an option. Well, there you go. It's not even, you can't even do it by accident, but there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Either way, no matter what type of reading you're getting, Facebook or blog talk, that is the harp sound. Angels play harps. We like to assume that in our visions and seeing those old school paintings and stuff. That means, A, that your reading with Deborah is over. It's free. It's got to come to an end so we get other folks in. And B, I'm going to give you an angel card, a single angel card, before we depart to the next color. And tonight's flavor is the old school, the original angel cards we used, and it's got a message from an archangel. Different ones have different messages in here, so you never know what you're going to get.
Like forest? No.
Your life's like a ball. That's right.
Excuse me.
I think we've covered all the covering we need to cover. Got anything else you want to cover? Or are we covered?
I think covered.
All right. Cover me. All right. Going in. Let's do this. Jody is going to be first caller, 216 from Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hello. We're happy to have you with us. What is your name, please?
Hi. Good evening. Hi, this is Sharon. Happy Sunday.
Welcome back.
Yeah, hi, Sharon. Happy Sunday to you, too.
Thank you. Hope all is well with you.
Yep, we're good. So far, so good. Do you hear us well enough? Are you hearing us well? Yeah.
Yeah, did you ask me if I'm hearing you well?
Yes.
Yeah, it's much better now. It was cutting in and out when you were first started talking, but it's not doing that now, which is nice. Okay. But yes, I can hear you. You're okay.
All right. Well, the floor is yours. What would you like to discuss?
I would like you to pull up, please. What's going to happen this week at work? What do you see coming up? You just focus on like the next 5 days this week, please.
There you go.
Okay. Are things in a good state there?
Are things going to
Are things going, or can you help me out? I'm having trouble speaking right now.
Is there any issues that concern you, or are you just curious?
There's really not any issues. It's been very compatible, actually. I just wondered what this week is going to be. I have to go in the office 2 times. I just want to see what you're picking up.
All righty. Well, I'm preparing to lay out cards neglected to you're welcome at the start of the show that I am using a 24 card layout for each of our callers or those on Facebook who get in line for a reading. I prefer this. Some rifle off a few, 2, 3, 4 maybe cards. I prefer to see the whole playing field, I guess you could say, of your life. Gives me a taste of what's going on. I mean, are you in a nice, calm, even place? Or are things like you're out there, dodging white cats on a sea that seems very aggressive? Aggressive, right?
Okay.
So we're checking this out. And I'm doing it from your perspective, Sharon. Rather than just saying in general, okay? I wanted to have this be from your point of view.
A live international shout-out to Virgil in the UK. The first international shout-out.
Very nice to have you with us.
Better be first and last.
Absolutely.
Back to the cards.
I think there's going to be some resulting turmoil over this visit. Who's coming? What is happening? Are you getting a visitor? Okay. Someone is going to be rather disturbed, we will say, with how things play out. So it's probably a member of your office team. But remember, this is basically what's happening here. This is kind of a information gathering type of week. There are higher ups that are seriously in contemplation of what to do. Should we downsize? Should we merge? I mean, there's a lot of things in question. I think I've asked you this before. When is your fiscal year? Does it end in December, or is it October?
Yeah, the fiscal end usually ends in December. July, we have our mid-like reviews, but the end of the year is in December. I ask questions and I put you on speaker because you don't cut off on speaker. It's so bizarre. I know, but basically, yes. But yes, okay. There is somebody coming in on Tuesday, but I'm not going to be there. I don't want to be there. There's going to be too much chit-chat with, I just don't want to, I don't like her attitude when other people come in. I'm going in tomorrow instead, but I'm not going to be there.
I think that's a very smart thing for you to do. I really do. Get out of the fray. You know, let others make fools of themselves.
Thank you. I've already met them. They've already met me. We did it a couple months. Everything's cool. I made my peace. I was very quiet when they were in, but they're coming in to observe. I don't know why, but they already know me. I just told them I had something. I'm going in Tuesday instead. Yeah. I mean, tomorrow.
I think that's great.
I think I'm
That's excellent political strategy for you, because whatever takes place there, you're not involved. You know nothing. So I'm just saying, I think that the workers are going to start to get the idea that they are tuning up things up, that they're going to do things. And I don't understand a whole lot about organized business, but it seems like they are looking at, say, balance sheets.
I know.
Huh? Okay.
I know.
All right, I heard that. And I think that they may be, part of it reminds me of that cult film called Office Space. Did you ever see it? Jennifer Aniston,
yes.
In it, Ron Livingston.
Cult.
Well, it's considered a cult film now. Politics were circulating in a humorous way in that movie.
That's so funny.
Yes, it really does speak to what actually goes on in many ways without the nonsense. So you're going to miss it. You're going to hear about it. Take what you hear with a grain of salt. You know how people will take, grist from the rumor mill and they like to pump it up.
Pump up the ball. Pump up the ball.
I know.
All right.
I'll tell you what, though. You were so right. The last time I talked to you, you're like, you said you're going to buy yourself some things. Never thought of it. I love Nike stuff for summer. I just bought myself like 3 pairs of Nike shorts and 3 Nike t-shirts.
Oh,
you know, nice. Because I walk my dog. But I would have never thought that. You saw that in the reading, and I did.
I know.
Yeah. Isn't it? Well, I know it's crazy stuff.
No, we're on the same wavelength. That's why it takes a number of readings for me to really connect. You know, in the beginning.
And you said good deals.
Yeah.
You said I was going to get good deals, and I got half off on them. I just want to let you know that I know it's crazy stuff, but, but yeah, I love Nike.
I think
I love
it's
Nike.
Great. Oh, well, isn't Nike right now selling off Yeezy? I just
I
read
some.
They're kind of unloading, and they're giving the profits to the Defamation League. So, well, whatever, right? I think they just want to get rid of stock myself. They're sick of it. All right. Well, Sharon, please check in with us later on this week and let us know.
I will. You are
going.
Cutting out a lot tonight. Your phones are cutting out a lot tonight. I still was able to hear you, though, but I put you on speaker so I can hear you better. But thank you so much. And you are so right. I still think they're going to do some more changes. They're coming in for that reason to see how they're going to. I know you're right. But
some people, what I'm seeing here, may end up on the top of the block. And it could be people you would be shocked to. They're the ones that are going.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Good luck.
I'll call in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Great. Thank you. It gives you all kind of, as you may have been noticing over time, the more that I connect with somebody, the more clarity the meaning. I'll do it.
You got to back me up here a little bit, Deb.
Sorry, I forgot. But you should still put it out there. Sharon, if you're still out there.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
All right. your angel card, your belated angel card reading. The harps are just going to play banjo music in the future. Brilliant idea is a subject of your angel card. Archangel Uriel, yes, your idea is divine guided. Please take action. Bring your idea to fruition. I think that's her idea of not rolling in on Tuesday.
I think so, too.
That it was brilliant. So there we go. All right. I'm going to practice this again. All right. So I'm making sure that we all understand that is harps.
Get smart there, pal.
Hey, if you don't back me up, I'm not going to back you up. All right. I'm going to play that game. Supposed to be part. International shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots.
Wow, Suzanne's here early.
From the land of the Scots. Well, she's there. She's from the land of the Scots. Alrighty, folks, we're gonna go to where is our next caller? There it is. We're going to area code 205, that area code is in Alabama, I believe. 205, welcome.
Hello. Hi. Yes, it is. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling from Alabama. I'm well. How are you both?
Well, we're doing all right, I think. How about you?
We're doing good. You're going to hear a lot of choppy audio tonight. Yeah. It's one of them things that happens every couple of weeks. Can't explain it.
Well, you know what? You guys sound clear. You were sounding choppy all the way up until you just did that extra angels that you played.
Angel.
So it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's so stopped. So you guys sound great.
Well, no thanks to you.
Yeah. The heart called in the angels, I think. But it sounds great now. My question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. It is your question time. Go for it.
Do you do general readings, or do I need to be specific?
Well, if we haven't done a whole bunch of readings for you, we don't know a squat about background or what's going on currently. So if you want a general reading, you got to give a lot of info, and you got to maybe say general, but these are one or two subjects I'm really interested in, and give background on those subjects.
The reason is because I have to build a sense of familiarity with you, spiritually especially. So the more I get to know you, the more I am connected with your reading.
Yeah, it's not like the television gypsy with a crystal ball thing. It doesn't work that way.
So if it's a little about you and what the situation is.
Well, I'll just ask the question about love. I've been out of a long-term relationship for probably about 5 years now, and I just want to see what you see around that. I have been dating off and on, and so what do you see as far as a partner in life relationship?
There you go. So it's been in the dating field. She wants to know what the love thing looks like. Is there any prospects
amongst your dates?
Do you have some? Do you have one or more that you might think have potential?
I can't tell. I've dated Cornelius. I've only talked to him a couple of times, and then there's Sam, he's an ex from maybe 16 years ago that and so I've been out with him a little bit.
Okay, so she's not serious yet, but she's making progress, you know?
What's the dating field like for yourself? I mean, do you find that it's a hot market? Is it really kind of full of a bunch of dead fish?
Do you mean between the two or just generally while I'm out?
For you, how's the dating
world? It's fun. It's really nice. I mean, I've dated more than them two, but those are the two that just sort of caught my attention. But it's been really fun. I've been meeting a lot of suitors, but it's almost like, you know, Xing, you know, meeting a few people and then you're, you know, putting the X next to them after I talked to them a couple of times, two or three times, because of one reason or another. So,
The days of the little big buck, they used to go, international shout out to Rachel in Australia. All right, back to the reading.
Well, to your reading, feeling, hon, that you had a really disastrous emotional setback. Did you at one time in the past? Because it looks like something really caused you some trauma.
Some emotional trauma?
Yeah. And
yeah,
there was, correct?
Yes.
You don't have to be specific. You just
yeah,
to
I don't need details of it. I just wanted to
oh,
check
yeah,
with
yeah.
you.
It was. Yes,
okay.
It was the past, but the relationship that was in maybe about 5 years ago, it was that relationship. We were like 6 months from getting married, and we had been together for 5 years, and then I called him with another female, and so I left the relationship that very day, and I just never went back to him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I knew you were going to say it was about another woman, just from the way these cards are laying out. Do you feel healed from that after 5 years, or not, however long it's been?
6 years ago.
I feel healed from it. I did take some time out for myself. It took me a couple of years. So I did want to just take time out to heal. I didn't want to, you know, get into
yeah.
anything. And at that time, I was in nursing school. So I was going off into the nursing program. So it was a little bit of a couple of things that, you know, made me just focus on me and heal. So now, you know, I've been the last year or so, year and a half, and probably 2 years after I did that healing, I did find myself out dating some, and there was someone who wanted something serious. And after a year of dating him, I just still didn't feel like, I don't want anything serious now. So here I am now wanting it. I feel like I'm, you know, I've taken a lot of time out for myself and, you know.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm ready. I just need, you know, that person to be ready because, you know, I'm open and ready and I want to receive what I'm willing to give. I'm just not even taking no half nothing. You know?
Well, I think really make good choices for yourself from what I see here. And I asked about because it was front and center here. And you got a wonderful job in terms of healing and being able to move on smartly from there. Do you see all these men here? Well, I'm asking Jim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ladies on Facebook. She's got 7 men. She may have to give some of them away.
I dropped a.
Well, you know what? I mean, that is so funny. It's so funny that, because I probably have met that many men in the last couple of months. A month and a half that I went because I've been going to like the jazz. I love jazz. So I go there. I've been going and, you know, to listen to a little karaoke. So I'm just meeting them and, you know, I'm enjoying myself. And so while doing so.
That's wonderful that you have, and you definitely captured their attention. You got these men, they are definitely all here and they're all here for you. I think the one that's really going to grab you is very marriage minded. He has a really great spirit. He's good. For one thing, he's good money, and he makes good money. So this is not going to be somebody that you're going to have to provide for. He's not, you know, there's men out there that are living off women. And this man, he is definitely not like that. But boy, is he going to light your fire. This man, he is going to be your romantic and sexual ideal. Seriously. And I feel the two of you, once you really connected, you are going to both know, you're just going to know that this is the one for both of you. This is the relationship. I'm not so convinced it's either the two men you already mentioned. I'm
it's not
necessarily
the one at all, too.
It's not.
She doesn't think it is.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that it is.
Feeling that way right now. Now, you could check back another time, maybe further along in either one of the relationships, and you might get a clear answer.
Exactly.
Or maybe
do you feel a time frame? Do you see
a
time frame?
I'm seeing intuitively a very nice present at Christmas that you are going to receive, and it's from that man. You both are going to meet up sooner than that. I feel like fog is in the air a little bit there. So, but time is so fluid. This man could come along, you know, in June.
That's like less than 2 weeks away.
So just be expected. Just expect that he is coming for you. And he is. And also I want you to know you are going to be walking such a happy yellow brick road.
Follow,
everybody, this lady has a yellow brick road in her cards. And don't worry, there's no wicked witch or goblins on that path.
No flying monkeys.
No monkeys.
Oh, shit.
So don't be a stranger and do call us again so we can build out. And now Jim's got your angel
card. Yes, before you depart, I shall give you a single angel card reading. The subject is breathe, and it's from Archangel Raphael. Take several deep breaths. Exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. In other words, get rid of the old stuff.
That's good.
So it's awakening energy, and you may already have done this. If you've already, it sounds like you've already took time to heal and whatnot. So it sounds like that's something that you actually have done in our doom. Breathing, releasing old things, and welcoming the new, as we all should. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, well,
thank
for
you
both.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Many blessings. I look forward to speaking to you again.
And you too.
Thank you.
Take care.
You keep on coming back.
I sure will.
She's got awesome energy.
So people hear me
that
cut
lady.
Them off, I didn't hang up on them. I just muted them. That's also still here. Don't think Jim's a rude bastard. Jim's a rude bastard. I am not. Well, I can be, but I'm not. All right. We're going to area code 520. Orlisa.
Hello there. Two love angels on the radio.
Aww. Aww. Thank you.
All right.
Well, you know what? This is what I want to know what the cards say, please. We're supposed to be going walking in a little bit, and we were out in the yard this morning for like about 5 hours drinking coffee and laughing and talking it up. And at one point I said, we were talking about a lot of stuff, and I said, you know, I just don't want to share you with anyone. And he said, no one's ever said that to me before. And he said that a couple of times. And then he said, I don't know if to be flattered or to be scared. Well, we just kept talking. And then I just happened to mention, you know, we were talking about different things. And I said, you know, I could go out there and start something with someone at any time. And he said, yeah, I know you can. And he just sat there smiling and staring at me. And I just, I mentioned the women, you know, I said, you know, you talk a lot about men today, but usually it's women. And so we went back and forth on that. We were just laughing and joking and carrying on. And so, Deb, what do you think?
All right, let me take a good look at that.
Okay. The cards are going down. I didn't hear
we have plans next, toward the end of the week. I think I'm going to be out of town toward the end of the week, so we have plans on the weekend. He's busy the first 3 days of the week.
So when you said that to him, he didn't come back saying he felt the same way or anything like that.
Yeah, I was really wrapped up. I just crawled out of the bed or something.
No, he didn't. He didn't. What he did say was he put his chair closer to mine, so we're sitting close together. And after that, and, you know, we just kept talking. And talking about a lot of different things, you know, plans and what we were going to do and what he was going to do for the next coming weeks with me and my grandkid and making plans and that kind of thing and how we're arranging stuff in the yard to make it more friendly for the family.
Well, I have to tell you, that was excellent body language on his part to move his chair closer to you. That was a real intimate move, all right? Subliminal in some ways, still a very good move.
And he called his sister in front of me. You know, he said, I've got to call her and had a short little conversation with her, and he's never done that. And he just kept coming up toward me, you know, and getting really close when we were standing and talking. And we're just making, and then I came into my side of the house, and he was out in the backyard again, and he was showing me what he had done for my grandson, and we're making plans for when he comes to visit, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I got to tell you, you wanted to know what the cards have to say?
Do the cards have to say?
The cards have to say you both are facing a very, I'm holding up the two of hearts so everybody watching can see. Two of hearts is a fantastic card. Relating to happiness, it's satisfaction, feeling good, joyful. It's an excellent card. It means, you know, to basically kind of have it all, in a sense. And that is attached to you and him. So I think that he received that information very well. I do, from you. And as for cards, well, there's no feud, no feud.
You don't see any oh my God moments coming up. That's good. The cards are like
only that it's going to be sorry that you're going to be busy when you know, you're going to be out of town and he's got some business coming up for him. And
life is life.
Yeah, it is.
Life is balls. Anyway, international shout out. To Kirsty in the UK and Laura in Canada. All right, back to Lisa's reading.
Okay, so all in all, I think it's going to be a wonderful week for the two of you. There's no trouble here. No trouble at all.
Okay, well, that's good. No news is good news a lot of times.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that, too, like at work and stuff. No news is good news. If my phone is silent, everything's great. You know, at work. But anyway, anything else you would like to add?
I think that about covers it.
No, nice. I'm really happy. You know, I'm very happy.
You got a really nice.
He's telling me, you know, how he's going to spend time with my grandson, and we're all the three of us how we're spending time together, and we're planning stuff out, and you know, between the two of us, what plans we've got going on. So, yeah, I'm happy.
And you have Jim.
Gonna carry it a little bit. See a type in there. She never has my back. She leaves me hanging, duck in the wind. Does. All right. Your angel card reading is, subject is gentleness. Archangel Pandalfon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. And I think Lisa always tries to do that, so she's not a big fan of turmoil. You know, some guys and chicks are addicted to freaking broken relationships because all the adrenaline rush and all the turmoil and stuff like that. Craziness. Some people are addicted to that crap. It's like roller coaster junkies, right?
It's a trauma bond.
Well, whatever. I don't know. Like Doug used to do it on Carrie, give it a name. Some people are addicted to all that highs and lows things. Like, I got a roller coaster to ride, right? Some don't like their life to be steady and straight and a clear path. It's like some people drive them nuts. They want a basket case as a partner.
And there are some who will create trouble when there is nothing to cause it. They will cause it. Right? And that is a very telling aspect to their personality, which I don't see with either of you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to have a great week. But please keep calling us. We can always get more insight, you know.
Well, she knows the routine. This is here, Lisa. Lisa's a veteran. She's a gold member
Thank
of the Freedom Squadron.
It's
like a love doctor. She's a gold member. Yes. She has a card that gives her access to the lounge, to all that stuff. The orgies. Yes, all the stuff at the airline.
The Mile
special,
High Club.
She has gold card access.
The Mile High Club, yes.
Word up on that dog. All right, Lisa, as always, one thing to remember, Lisa, a lot of these first calls, yes, we talk to them a lot, but they are on hold, like, bam, at the stroke of 15 minutes to the hour before the show is done.
Yeah.
So they've helped a long time. So better to be first than last. All right. Thank you.
Have a beautiful week. And we'll talk to you soon.
And like I said, and she's on hold. Mute. But not hung up on.
I believe I bet she has a whole closet full of yoga pants. Ever since you started that, Jim, this lovely gal, Joanne, has kept that going. She's even asked me, Deb, if you have your yoga pants.
Greatest invention ever.
As what, lip readers or what?
Just because it's like a nice fine spray paint on a naked body. Yoga pants. Great invention. Depending on what's inside of them.
As in too much?
As if we don't want to see Dumbo the elephant put yoga pants on, right? Remember those little old cartoons where they showed a big elephant wearing two little ballerina skirts? You know, it was cute, but it's like, I don't want to see that. Nobody wants it. Same with male, but you don't see a guy like that either. Nasty guy.
Like Speedos.
You don't want to see a guy.
Things to me are so lacking in class.
Facebook, I typed it, but I shall say in case nobody's watching. Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee Nowers. We've given the next Facebook call. Whoever's first. First is first, last is last. And we open the window for about 60, 90 seconds, because I know it takes a little while to make a bunch of clicks. Messenger can be slow. And you know, folks, you can Skype us. You got to check your rates where you are. They're not going to be free.
Not very much.
But it's not going to be anything like freaking picking up your cell phone and calling us. So you can. We on the Monday show, we got a guy from Australia that Skypes semi-frequently.
Yeah,
he
does.
It's Bob, right?
Yeah, Bob Eden.
Freaking entertaining guy. I feel bad.
My boyfriend.
He's a nice guy. I feel bad because he's one of those guys that I ran into some guys like at the pub the other day, but one of those guys you run into a pub, you could just sit there and like, I'm just stopping in one, and then you would just talk. It's so entertaining to have like 100 talking.
With him?
Yeah, stories back and forth. And it was one of those type of deals. That happened the other day when you were wrapping up with your haircut. All right. Still waiting for the messenger. Otherwise, we've got to go back to the phone because we have full phone callers that have been waiting. They've been holding. They are faithful.
Did we miss your birthday? Somebody's saying she needs her, Catherine is saying that she'll need her birthday meeting.
I recommend she click the little messenger button on her Facebook page and messenger us. That's what I recommend.
I don't believe she ever has.
It's right there for everybody, right there.
No,
right there.
I don't think she ever.
No time like the present to be the first time, right
Some
there.
Some of us are very uncomfortable about that.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You snooze, you lose. Come on. Quit being uncomfortable. Quit being wusses. Get out there. Hit the messenger. It's an audio chat. You don't have to show yourself. Then what's the difference if your voice is talking or everybody's watching type the same thing? What's the difference? Oh, it's tomorrow. So, in other words, it's...
Oh, it's coming. Oh, somebody's trying to... call in. Wonder why it's not...
I can't speak for your computer, Deb. I was like, she's there. Just give her a minute. Give her a minute to connect. There she is. Jack up, pump up the volume. Pump up.
Yeah,
stand by while we Deb gets the volume up.
Hello.
Hi.
There you are.
Hey, we got. I'm gonna. We'll know we have a right now.
Thank you, Joanne, for having the courage to call us.
And patience because her computer was acting.
Yeah.
It wasn't clear that she was gonna call, but you're here. And you're good to go. So the floor is yours.
So, talk to us. Tell us what's going on with you.
What's happening?
Oh.
Can't give her a stuff. Says she's there.
Hello.
Hello.
My mic is
on. Oh, yeah, well, tell me.
Your name. No, I think she's having computer issues.
Oh, looky.
What? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm in New Zealand, and last year I won a play in the World Cup in Vegas for book.
Wow.
That was last August. It took me a long time, and a couple years hold a pool stick and I was determined and I got there.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you. And when I was there, I met an amazing person. We really connected. And it was kind of like unexpected first hope.
Okay.
I kind of downplayed it a little bit because I was supposed to feel anything again after like so many years. We stayed and kind of put a ring in it. Kept in touch. I won again to play in a World Cup in a single event in April.
Oh,
it was supposed to keep me, supposed to have a day report. We're very excited. My mom got sick and I had to cancel everything.
Oh, no. Well, yeah.
So
we
only got one. And,
that's right.
She was very nervous about a procedure. She could have handled it probably because the bigger procedure to come, their anxiety and like past trauma with medical stuff just wouldn't allow it. Her blood pressure was very dangerously high. I couldn't risk it. So there it is. Communication with us kind of trickled up. I'm just wondering if we're going to see each other again. Because I declared that it didn't have to depend on who.
Okay. Now, where was he from?
He is originally from California, but he was in Vegas because he has family in Vegas, so he moved out there. He had a traumatic event. Well, he moved out there probably 6 months prior to what happened to arrive.
Okay.
You know, you speak perfect English. Do you folks have no accent up there where you are?
My mom's a school teacher, so any kind of accent I had, she overcorrected it.
Wait a minute.
Our island is pretty unique. If you guys come, I'll make sure I'll show you around, show you all the
love that.
We have icebergs, and we go like fishing, and like we'll fish on the beach, roll in, and meet them, and all that kind of stuff. And it'll be a grand time. And yes, so keep that in mind. If you're in St. John's, then you have tour guides.
Next time, I will look you up.
I can't even imagine.
I want to be there so bad.
You can't be on every
single... I have to go everywhere.
You
everything
can't.
Is in my bucket list.
Even
it's
rich people can't
unique.
Go to every
it
place on Earth.
But
yeah.
Look it up, absolutely.
Do.
Very friendly. We only started knocking our doors probably a couple years ago.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
now,
so.
Okay, so... he and you have drifted a little in your conversation, right?
Yeah, like, he still keeps in touch. It's just, I don't know. Like, I think he was trying to get connected, and then the last long-distance thing didn't work out. I'm just wondering if the season forget. Like, it's not even about a relationship question.
No.
It would be really nice to be in the same freaking room, because together, it was just, like, really good energy.
All right, I'm looking at the cards for you. It'll take me a moment here. But Jim is going to chat you up.
I got my yoga pants on, Jim.
Oh, what was that song, Sex You Up?
Yeah, that's right.
Da, 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 yep. not only do I respect yoga pants, I respect the women that typically wear them in public or before yoga, so they don't have to change.
You like them all sweaty.
Well, no, sweat. No, I'm just saying the fact that they are wearing yoga pants in general public is a beautiful thing.
I wear them to work.
I would take my cap off for a moment of silence of the beauty that I witnessed. Okay, I'm just saying.
Luck, let me tell you.
I appreciate the beauty that is before me, and when I'm inhibited by big, ugly jeans, I like it.
He's like Jesus. He loves them all.
Not them all.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Jesus likes ugly people, too.
Oh.
The only people he always said you should wash people.
Wow, you're another one with men all over the place. Are you aware?
Where?
Good question, right?
They could be certainly like vultures, but they don't let themselves be seen.
I have to ask.
I shouldn't say vulture.
You have such a natural ability with you know, winning these chances to go. Are you going to keep that up? Are you going
to? Oh, yes. Yep, yep. I'm in a real good spot to the competition in June. We might take it. We are top in the province. So I'm going for that. Like, I practice every day.
Is it 8-ball?
Eight ball. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You have a God-given gift for this. It's something having to do. We'll get to the guy. I just want to share this with you. That you have something innate, and it's like genius. In the way that you are able, now let me say it right with you, but what I'm picking up from you is that you know how to calculate these angles perfectly.
Yep.
Perfectly.
Because I'm good at geometry.
There it is.
Well, it's all, it's the angles. It's all angles.
It is.
I'm not good at math, but I'm good at geometry.
As she knows, it's not just geometry. It's geometry plus, because English changes the geometry, as she knows. I played a lot of
Absolutely, yes.
Yep.
And we're really good at English.
Yeah. When you play with those bar pool sticks, though, the English kind of goes out of your favor when they're as flat as a 2x4 board at the tips. But anyway,
all right.
Back to you guys.
Yeah.
Now to the guy. Well, the guy that you asked about. But then I'll tell you about the other guys around you.
Okay.
He is convinced all that could ever happen between the two of you is a long-distance type of friendship. It's getting that from you because I don't know if he wants you to do all kind of, what would you call it, like, I'm looking for the word, like real sensuous, sexy talk, you know. Mm-hmm. I think he wants you to sexed him. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. He wants to know you're warm for his form.
Damn.
Not for his body. Yeah.
Damn.
What?
That's their own damn. Oh, yeah. We're getting graphic.
To him, she's like at the other end of the
My
world.
My virgin ears are appalled.
Okay, well, right.
Wait a second.
What?
Is he actually, he lives in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they're only,
I mean, they're,
four,
like this.
They're only 4 billion miles away.
Yeah.
I got you.
So he's thinking, he's trying to be realistic, but it's pessimistic is what it is. That he thinks, well, what are we going to do? Who's going to do all this jetting back and forth?
There is. That is a real thing, though, Deb. That is a real thing. I'm not trying to throw a curveball, but as a person, it's like not everything is Lifetime Network. Sometimes you're like, come on, you know, I got a gig, live over here. Live over there. This doesn't like a freaking Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie all the time.
Well, sure.
That's just my opinion, but I don't have cards. My opinion means nothing. My opinion is worth zero here. So.
Right, because you just knocked all the wind out of her sails.
I think that everybody should get off the damn cloud once in a while. Otherwise, you set yourself up for a hard crash if you don't assume that there's a possibility of bad things happening.
All right, Mr. Jimbo. However, I think...
Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Well, here's the thing, though. She's got an opportunity here that if she just sort of... it changes up her conversation with him a little bit.
Oh, she turns into Miss Leftville?
No, she gets sensual.
I can do that. I got 20 pairs of yoga pants. I can do that.
So she has to drop her virtual panties, this is what you're saying, in order to get a man's attention?
And she's got nothing to lose if she does.
Because nobody cares about self-respect anymore
because
nowadays.
If she does it,
nope, that's out the door.
If she does it, basically punt, and then we'll see what he's going to do with the ball, so to speak.
Oh, it ain't no ball.
It's, no, but it's something.
Is he going to grab the whiskey and run with it?
On Thursday, and he only read it today, and he never even replied. And I told him, I was showing him my flower bulbs I bought. And then,
what guy wouldn't want to
do that? I told him to be sexy, but he watched it, but he never even replied to me. So break through that silence.
It is.
You showed a man your flower bulbs.
Yes.
And you expected sensational responses for that.
Yes.
Well, the right man would do that.
Who's the right man?
Apparently, he is convinced it's all going to be French.
Okay. I'm saying, in general, if somebody sends me a picture of flower bulbs, I could go to Home Depot and walk through the garden section and see all the flower bulbs I want to fucking see. I'm just saying.
That sounds like it. Is Jim a Scorpio?
I am a Leo.
Okay.
All right.
He's convinced of that, and maybe I was a bit scared in the beginning, but, like, is there, he wants to?
I'm not sure if you can turn his head more in your direction.
Well,
I think he's really fixated. See, this is the card of distance. He's fixated on that.
It is a big hurdle, Deb.
It is.
It is the big hurdle there is. We can push people around all you want and pretend, well, you know, true love doesn't care about miles. Well, you know what? Yeah, get out of your goddamn fairy tale unicorn shit. It does kind of matter a little bit.
If it's right connected.
Oh, yeah, if it's meant to be, then it's meant to be.
He would walk down the freeway to get to her.
Well, you know what? You got a lot of walking to do from goddamn Mason, Newfoundland, let me tell you. And I think it ain't going to be a freeway the whole way, I'm guessing. I don't know.
When was your last relationship, Joanna?
Me?
Yeah.
6 years.
Okay, so you've been in a bit of a dry spell, right? It was kind of your door opener, realistic.
Mm-hmm.
He was there to get you feeling, you know, feeling it.
Right.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying, without cards, is if you get a guy down the sec lane, that's the lane he's in. It doesn't mean like, oh, I got his attention. I talk sexy. It doesn't mean, oh, well, you talk sexy, I love you forever. It means, oh, well, I'll talk sex with you. That's cool.
There is a difference.
That might be all you get. And it might not. I don't have cards. She has cards. I'm the guy.
I just think that it would prick his interest a little bit more.
Oh, what an interesting place of words you have chosen, my dear Deborah. She chose the word prick. Did everybody hear that out there? it's
no.
A good choice of words. It's okay. It doesn't hurt, okay?
Yeah.
It does not hurt, but just be careful because the interest might be tunnel vision. That's all.
To come and
you might just think, oh, hey, you know what? Might be cool to have a freaking chick planted in Newfoundland. I go bang once in a while. If he's that guy, I don't know anything about him. I know nothing about him.
Well, I want to talk about these other two.
That's important.
Potentials,
yes.
You've
go
got.
Back to that.
Okay.
Now you've got. We're going to start with the lesser of the two.
Mm.
She's got one here.
Okay.
He's he strikes me as an artsy guy. Could be a musician. Could be a painter, a writer.
Something like that.
People that fall under the suit of clubs are very much into, like, humanity. They want to, they want to change the world. They just don't know how to in a lot of ways.
Trying to express themselves and make money at the same time, which can
be hard
to do.
It's hard. They need
to
get a money person in.
It can be hard to do. Yeah, a lot of times, many people.
Yeah, the king or the suit of clubs generally is like Aquarius of the zodiac, where they're just out there flying around and they need somebody to kind of reel them in and talk, you know, cash dollars and cents with them. So they're not just a starving artist, okay? He is capable of the hugest, biggest love you could imagine for you.
I think he wants to notice somebody.
A big but here.
So to speak.
He's totally,
so to speak.
Yeah, he doesn't have.
She's not talking physical gigantiness of the derriere.
He's got gorgeous buns. You know, buns steel.
What card are those gorgeous buns?
Remember, a lot of what goes on with carpeting is in.
It's the intuition part.
Yeah.
I know. I'm playing.
Anyway. There is a huge downside to this man. And what it is he comes off completely charming, wonderful, so gentlemanly, and so hot you can't keep your hands off of him. But there's a but.
There's always a but with good things.
He's extremely possessive.
Ooh.
Jealous.
That's a big but, so to speak.
And it hinges on abuse.
Then that should be a showstopper.
I just want her to know about him because she's not going to see all
no,
that.
No, she's going to see
when
the...
When he first comes around.
Her eyes are going to be glazed over with the incredibleness. Yeah.
Yes, her eyes are going to have a heart on.
They're going to be glazed over. And because remember, you know how it is. A lot of these guys have tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of him. But when eyes are glazed over, they don't see those little...
Oh.
Those little signs. You don't see the little signs sometimes when you're totally gaga.
I don't like the way he treat you.
Right.
I feel it could be narcissistic. Go ahead.
Yeah. He would have much of a chance once he comes around that way. But I have no tolerance for that anymore.
Unless it's too late.
Well, the trouble is somebody's narcissists are really slick.
If some women think that I superior being and nobody can ever call me and reel me in, but there's a reason some of these guys do this, because they can pull you in and they can use the heart against you, and they use the heart to blind you to overcome logic, and it goes both ways too. Women can do it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now there's another one here. He's under sure to come true. This is one you don't have to worry about missing a plane, train, or an automobile.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah. Medium.
One
He's
of my favorite movies of all
time. When the time is right. And right now, the two of you are still like half-cooked turkeys.
So the time is not right now.
No, not yet.
And it sounds like you have no control over that time. time is right.
He, you know, sometimes I think that the higher power God is a real chameleon, because he'll wait until we are so, like, feeling emotionally bankrupt. We've got nothing.
Is it a chameleon or is it teaching lessons?
Well, I'm saying this facetiously. I'm saying, yes, the lessons. This guy is on the other side of the horizon at this point. Still got to go
way outside of your radar scope, if you're into that kind of
thing. So here's the thing. You're going to be, okay, all right, I'm not supposed to have anybody, so I'm just going to give up on this, and I'm just going to keep planting flower bulbs, you know, I'm going to fill the world with yoga plants.
Well, here. I recommend all do that.
That's when it's going to happen. And it looks like it's going to happen when, like, a meet cute is in the movies, meet cute. When, let's say, you're coming out of a store and the two of you smash into each other.
Movies.
And not, yeah.
Movies in Lifetime.
Everything you are carrying falls to the ground. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, great. And you get down to start picking things up. And he's like, hey, I'm so sorry, you know, please let me help you.
This guy just knocked all your eggs onto you, and they all broke full of runny eggs. And you're like, what an asshole.
And he's talking to you saying, please, would you let me make this up to you? You know, would you let me take you out for coffee or a dinner sometime?
Yeah, and maybe we could go have some lunch, and I'll wash your yoga pants while we work, you know, something like that. You know? We'll toss them in the washer at my place while we have lunch.
Sense of that. And see, I'm starting to get breathless because I can feel the intensity of, I mean, this meeting and this match.
She's breathless in Seattle instead of sleepless.
He's going to really turn your life into like a lit up Christmas tree. Yeah.
But you have to have patience, though.
Yeah, you
gotta that's outside the radar scope.
Yeah, he's going to come when it's time.
But in the meantime, she shouldn't shut down her life for that.
No, don't.
Nobody should. Yeah. Because, like you said, the cars change.
It's great. So am I supposed to meet him here, or am I doing it away?
Could you even see that?
I think it's going to be noir.
It's going to come to her.
You know, people that's travel right there. A lot of people go there on vacation.
She's a pool player. In the pool things, it'll come to her in another place.
And that's good for another reading when we start delving more into this.
So coming to her means...
This guy,
I called him. You think we're going to see
each other? The Vegas dude. I think, yeah, you'll see each other. I think ultimately you'll probably settle on friendship. He's
great.
You need... Here's what I feel from you in your reading. You need somebody who is a mover and shaker, keeps you thinking, sets your hair on fire, and is completely authentic. You know, you don't need any of these, sleaze bags that come along.
Well, good luck in the dating world nowadays.
You know,
online.
But the right one's going to prove himself to her.
Okay.
All right.
And that's what women need to do, is make them prove themselves.
We should. The internet ruined women.
It did. I mean,
and then it ruined men.
If you think, if you go time back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and stuff, sure, there were players out there, but a lot of the other guys didn't have the courage to go out there and be players. Then the internet came along, so now you tripled the amount of guys that were players. Because they're like, oh, I don't have to go out to the bars and have a skate, but now I can go play with them on the internet. Now it's even worse for you women.
Sure.
Wait. 3 times as many jackwads as there used to be when there was no internet.
Oh, I agree.
It was only
like
10 or 12 jackwads in a bar. Now, it's a virtual bar, so it's hundreds and thousands of jackwads that are attacking you.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
The most vulnerable, you know, the ones that they really sway.
Yep. I'm a macho man, a big, big schlong, and it's some little nerdy dude. I'm glad I have the internet, so I can type to this beautiful woman. I would never go to a bar, you know. It's sad, it is true. All right.
You did that very well, by the way. You did that very well.
Because we've had this discussion a lot. And women know it. guys know it. And there's a little bit of a turnaround. Women are a little bit, but the guys are listening, women offenders about that. Misrepresent them.
Liars.
Yeah, catfishing, they call it now. Men do it more than women. Women do it too. But,
and if they give you the impression, honey, you're a dime a dozen. If you're not going to come behind you, you know, and you just want to say, F you, dude.
Which could be true, but then that's fine. You don't, a guy that was an assembly line anyway, so that's fine. Say,
I am the crook.
Say hi to him. All right, here you go.
Here's your card.
It is your angel card. The subject is remember who you are. And this is from Archangel Michael. Obviously, the top. Of the archangels.
The big dog.
Yeah, there was a sword in one hand, and he's got a torch in the other. Not a big throne, all that, because he's a right-handed God. Anyway, all right. He says, you are powerful, loving, and a creature child of God. You're very loved.
There you go.
So basically, remember who you are. And then that used to say, it says, remember who you are.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I think it was awesome because your cards, you and your cards are so, I don't say easy because everybody's going to go, oh, geez, easy.
No.
I just meant you're like an open book.
It was clear cut. It wasn't like foggy, weird. And basically, that card said, be yourself.
Oh, yeah. You should. Don't ever put on pretenses and stuff, because eventually they're going to see who you are.
And if you have to change standards for a guy, that's, you should never have to change yourself for a partner, because that's not a problem.
No. I was going to say,
go ahead.
No, that's so true. At the end of the day, I am the prize.
Yeah, we can all feel that. We are the prize. And if you meet a person that feels the exact same way, that's the fireworks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we love how you join us, hon.
Love you very much.
Yeah. So please take care. All right. And we'll talk.
Keep you posted.
All right, please.
Yes, keep us posted.
Now that.
It's a good reading.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Now, start wrapping, but here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We have some birthdays coming up.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rachel and Catherine have birthdays on the exact same day on the 23rd.
Rachel and Catherine.
Now,
really?
Rachel's 23rd will be Monday. Remember, there's a day ahead.
Okay.
And Catherine's will be the next day.
Rachel.
So Rachel's birthday will actually be tomorrow for us.
Okay.
And then Catherine will be the regular 23rd. So we probably need to make sure we do at least Monday, Tuesday shows.
Right.
So we
can
get them
that.
In. Yeah. I said we always get people in, but they get ahead of the line when it's your birthday. So that's cool. Yeah, Rachel, it'll be Tuesday for her, but it'll be our Monday. Just tomorrow. So we do news for the soul, but we'll extend, right? We'll do the extension after, we'll do an extra hour after the show, right? After the news for the soul. Deb, stay with me. Everybody see this? Sometimes I look like, all right, Deb, here's what we're going to do. Did you see that? Just that happened right there.
You said news for the soul.
That's all she, that entire thing I just said, that she heard those words only. What I said was, tomorrow's news for the soul from 6 to 7 our time, pretty much that is 90% of a call show. But we try to do, we go after a show for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should guarantee Rachel a reading, her birthday reading.
Absolutely.
After that.
Absolutely.
That would, it's very prompt. There's no if or buts. It will be 7 p.m. Eastern time. The show will end because New Soul has a 24/7 schedule. They have no leeway. So, Rachel, and then we can do Catherine. Yeah, that'll be her birthday too.
Now, when you get those friend requests from guys that the picture is like a general, one of them was just talking about this. Go to their Facebook page and start scrolling. If there's only a few things on there, he's a scammer. And generals are not going to be, rolling all over the internet looking for a woman. So be careful when they hit you up. And if they have no friends, that's another tip-off. Because you don't want them sitting on their page as like the only friend.
Well, obviously you can't have only friend on Facebook. That is...
Well, people, you know, men especially, if they're just starting out as scammers using somebody else's pictures, they're not going to have anybody.
Yes, and those are dumb scammers.
Yeah.
Usually a good scammer will build at least some kind of a friend list, for a little bit at least.
All right. So, shall we call it a night?
We're going to pull the plug, folks.
Sorry,
folks. We're going to start with the Facebookers. Sorry, those that are holding, we apologize. It's a Sunday. We were only like 50% of the Sunday show. We did it. And
I never rush reading. I can't see it. You know, people are wanting insight. They want direction. I think I would keep in what I do by saying, yeah, Joanne, you and that guy, you're going to hook up together. You know, it's going to be happily ever after time. Next.
But it is pretty rushed a little bit.
Yeah.
If you arrange for a private reading, you'll see how this is rushed when you have her for a whole time block by yourself. So it is a rushed reading. It's just not stupid rushed like some of the people do.
Here's another one. Jank, Cash, Jank. Whose name is Jank?
All right. I will get ready to do this. I got it. There we go. I ban them stream right here first. I go to their page. So if I do add, ban them here first, I could, how many times do I have to confirm? Thank you. Then I go over here to their actual page, block, and it says block them and any new profiles they may create.
Good girl. Back up to Joanne, who sent me a private message. I wanted to let you all know what the big, well, Jim's doing this, the big event back in our hometown that is going on is, get this, they are holding a city parade honoring smelt. Now, you people know what smelt are?
Nobody on earth does, except maybe a couple Canadians. Would it be a one or two comedians?
Is a fish about this long, skinny. And when I was in high school,
like
it was
a giant minnow.
Yeah.
Very giant minnow for those people that fish with minnows.
And you go out with like big, what do you call them, nets.
They go on waders.
The water moving with them. And we would go
out. They're running to go spawn or whatever
high
the hell.
School, we'd go up there. Somebody.
Millions, literally millions.
We'd have beer and wine, whatever, fire. And we would catch buckets and pails full of these. They're not that tasty.
No, once they're prepped everything and they fry them, they're actually great.
But then you leave the river and you go to somebody's house and you have to cut them open and de-gut them.
I never did that crap.
Oh, would you just give them away?
They're smelted. I'd go down there to freaking drink and party. I didn't crawl in that river. I'm a fish guy. I'm from Duluth, too. I fished rivers all the time. I don't know all that smell. I am not going in waders to scoop buckets of shit up, so I have to de-gut 5,000 fish. You know what? I would clean like 5, 6, 7 fish, depending on what the fish catch was. I don't want to freaking gut garbage can full of fish.
Well, then
I'll go to McDonald's and eat a Big Mac if I'm hungry.
Plastic bags of them that you tie off, and you leave them on people's doorsteps. You've got 10,000 smelts, and you got to do something with them. But my point was, our hometown, this is the big event, a parade honoring smelt.
It was never that before we were there.
Never.
Smelt parade.
Sometimes people would get drunk and die.
No, there was always usually somebody's...
Some idiot.
When you were a hip waiter, their hips, bibs are bibs. If you fall, now you've turned into an anchor when they fill up with water. You're not coming to the surface. You are a goner. And you're in a river, so it goes, you're going out to the lake.
Yeah, out to the lake.
Lake Superior is an ocean. That's about 45 degrees when they're doing that. So you die. You shall be dead, and you shall not recover, typically, if it goes out far enough.
Oh, my God, Catherine, I wish I knew if there's a self queen.
This is the first time we've heard of them.
It's the first time we've heard of it.
They never did. They actually never, ever did it when we lived there.
But it would make me tempted to call them up at the newspaper and ask them. Can you imagine? Parade down Main Street.
Well, we don't have they don't have a street called Main Street, but they get the gist.
Yeah.
That would probably be Superior Street,
that
Main Left.
That turns to London Road. London Road.
Yeah, but say, like, Superior Street's like the main one that cuts the town. Town's spread out. So.
And, you know, there was a lot of sex action that would go on at the smell of cleaning parties because you're still drinking. And
in other words, yeah. Don't worry about the smell. It's a big drinking party. So you don't have, when you hear about the falling down and the puking and the drinking and the sex, it's just a big drinking party outdoors. And sometimes it's indoors, sometimes it does not. That's all it is. That's all it was. I've been there forever. All right. Let's release our blockers. Having a whole new people. We apologize. We gotta go.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Indeed. 3 p.m.
And then we'll roll into it.
Yes, we will. Sign it. Peace. To all.